This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When we recently read a story by Detroit Free Press writer Dan Austin about new life at the home of the Detroit Stock Exchange, the general reaction was, wait, what? Detroit had its own stock exchange? And that sounded like a very good reason to call on Dan Austin for another good Detroit history lesson. Along with writing for the Free Press, Dan is the founder of historicdetroit.org. Dan, when was Detroit Stock Exchange first organized?
1907 is when it opened, and it actually opened at first in the Dime Building, which Dan Gilbert now calls the Chrysler House. So it's had a couple of homes, including its own building, but the space that we were talking about in the story is in the Penobscot Annex, one of the three Penobscot buildings. So it hopped, skipped, and jumped around to downtown Detroit, but never left the financial district.
And what was the vision and the purpose of the exchange when it opened then at the turn of the century?
At the turn of the century, you know, you had a lot of these companies that were trying to get going, a lot of factories, and big machines cost a lot of money. So a lot of these startups, if you will, relied on investors to give them money to buy the machines. And so Detroit kind of set up this local stock exchange. And I think in the day and age where you can look at your smartphone in your hand and check your stock price, we often forget that that wasn't a luxury in 1907. You know, a lot of the companies trading on the stock exchange were local. The investors were local. And you went to a local broker to do it, to make the investment. Times have changed a lot, and that's one of the reasons why it makes it hard to believe that Detroit ever had one of these stock exchanges. But if you think of it in terms of the times, you know, it makes a lot more sense.
And when you talk about these local startups, are some of these names that went on to become gigantic companies?
You've probably heard of a couple of them, Chrysler, General Motors, you know, there were Sears Roebuck, although that wasn't a Michigan company, but it was a regional company. So, I mean, I guess the best way to describe it is if I'm living in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm probably not going to invest in a company called Borden Dairy Company up in Detroit. But if I'm living in Detroit, I know all about Borden. Yeah, a lot of the companies that were traded on the Detroit Stock Exchange still exist today. Masco Screw, Dow Chemical, U.S. Steel, Kroger, Kresge, which of course is the K in Kmart. So a lot of these companies owe their existence to getting started on the Detroit Stock Exchange.
And then when Black Tuesday hit, October 29th, 1929, and the market crashed, what happened in Detroit to its stock market?
Well, what had happened was is that things were going pretty well for the DSX, and they commissioned their own building. It was this insane Art Deco building with these amazing panels, Art Deco panels everywhere. That opened in 1931, like 2 years after Black Tuesday, decimated the stock exchange. The Great Depression that followed did not leave Detroit unscathed, and Detroit's exchanges trading levels plummeted as well. Within 8 years after opening up this new building, the stock exchange defaulted on its mortgage and moved back into the Penobscot Annex. Mm. That great building was lost in 1983. They, you know, reduced it to rubble, and 150 West Jefferson stands there now. But you can still go into 150 West Jefferson there, the former Madden building, and you can still see some of those insane Art Deco panels, including this one of the bull and the bear, the traditional mascots, if you will, of the stock exchange, entwined in battle. It's a really neat mural. If you're ever in downtown Detroit, it's worth stopping in to see.
That's good to know that at least that little bit was preserved. What was the heyday for the DSX?
You know, it's kind of hard to pin it down to just one era. I mean, certainly the Roaring Twenties were phenomenal. I mean, Detroit was going gangbusters, so the stock exchange was going gangbusters. There were, I want to say, 136 companies in 1940. So even after the Depression, the stock exchange had rebounded. But, you know, things were going pretty well, and the stock exchange stuck around until 1976, which is another one of those things where I get out. Like, no one believes that it stuck around that long, but it did. And it wasn't until some changes and deregulations on Wall Street that final death blow was dealt to Detroit Stock Exchange. You know, not to get all nerdy and, you know, Wall Street Journal on your listeners, but basically what happened was you could buy nationally traded stocks in Detroit, and the commissions would stay in Detroit. But once the Wall Street changes, or switcheroo, as I like to call it, known as May Day, this saw negotiated commissions replaced with fixed rate ones. And that meant that you wouldn't split commissions between Detroit traders and out-of-towners. I mean, you would you could just buy on the New York Stock Exchange and cut out the middleman, basically.
Meaning the guy in Detroit or the guy or the gal in Detroit.
Yeah, right. Cut out the broker in Detroit. So if there were no need for brokers in Detroit, there was no need for a stock exchange. Mm. And this was, again, bad for brokers, but good for people investing, because that meant that, you know, the guy in Detroit who you went to, he might not give you the best price because he might try to sell you a Detroit stock instead of New York traded share. So, I mean, it's kind of complicated. It might not be sexy, but it is interesting to see that this one-storied institution was changed and killed, basically, by deregulations on Wall Street. It's just always been a fascinating piece of Detroit history, you know, the fact that Detroit had a real financial district and all of these companies that got their start. I mean, Eureka Vacuum traded on the Detroit Stock Exchange. Hmm. It's just really cool to see. I mean, things like Montgomery Ward, if you remember them.
Absolutely.
Park Davis, Packard, you know, a slew of smaller Detroit automakers who are no longer with us today traded on the exchange. So, you know, it's one of those pieces of Detroit history that's been forgotten. I'm glad to see that Detroit Lives and Space Camp are reviving the floor of the stock exchange. They're dedicated to trying to restore as much of that space as they can.
Yeah, tell us a little about that. Who's doing this redevelopment and what's going to happen there?
Yeah, so Detroit Lives is a company that does a lot of advertising web stuff. I mean, they're really one of Detroit's most exciting startups, I guess you could say. They're teamed up with Space Camp, which does similar work. They're kind of like partner companies. And so what they're doing is they're moving into this former trading floor on the Penobscot Annex, breathing new life into a forgotten space. As far as I can tell, that space has been empty since 1976 when the stock exchange closed. And you can still see the catwalk where people would manually change the stock prices, the tickers.
Yeah. Wow.
The ceiling is still there, and it's kind of a neat space because originally when the Penobscot Annex was built, that room was the private music room for the family that built it. So some of the spaces have these amazing plaster, like musical notes in the ceiling, and it's a beautiful space, and I'm really excited to see what Phil Laurie and his partners do to restore it to its former glory.
It's nice to see owners who appreciate the history of a space and that they can repurpose it for something new, yet respect what was there before, kind of like what we saw with the Grand Armory, the Republic Building.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It was the history that really attracted Phil to the space. It wasn't just being in Detroit. Phil's been in Detroit since he started, and he's bumped around. He was most recently in the David Stopp Building until they had flooding problems there and were kicked out. It's really good to see pieces of Detroit's history in good hands.
A look back at the Detroit Stock Exchange and a new life for its old home in the Penobscot Annex. Always good to talk with Dan Austin of the Detroit Free Press and historicdetroit.org. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.